This is a HeadGum Podcast. This episode of Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Wink.
Wink.
What's Wink, Lo? Tell me about it.
First, do you like wine?
I do.
I love wine.
I'm a big wine drinker.
I'm like a full wino, honestly.
I love it too.
What makes a wino? Is it getting a subscription to Wink?
I think it's possible. So the cool thing about Wink is that it is a wine delivery service, but you get bottles that you've never had before. So it's really about discovery. It's about the experience. And it's really for people who are trying to like expand their palate, or people who are trying to learn about wine just like in general, which is kind of like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that I like certain things, but I'm always looking to
learn and expand and grow.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what's cool about Wink is that they have this palate profile quiz. So you answer some really simple questions and then that translates into a recommendation, which is really cool. Once a month, you get wine shipped right to your door, and it starts at $13 a bottle.
Wow, that's a really good deal.
Really? That's really affordable.
No, that's incredibly affordable. That's insane.
I feel like you go to restaurants and you get one glass of wine for $13.
Yeah, me too.
So
then you're going to get a whole bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, just exactly. Stop going to restaurants. Just stay at home and
just drink
wine.
The whole bottle.
Yeah, just stay at home. They have like a summer water rosé, really cool. So there's no membership fees. You can skip any month, you can cancel anytime, and shipping is covered. And if you don't like a bottle that they send you, they'll replace it with a bottle that you do love, no questions asked.
I love that.
So, do you guys want to know the website?
Yes, I do.
So, you go to trywink.com. That's TRYWINC. .com/lovin for $20 off. trywink.com/lovin.
What's up, party people?
What's up?
Hi.
That's my new intro because we're testing out new intros still.
Oh, wait. Mine is hey, hey, hey. I forgot.
Mine is going to be what's up. Remember that? What's up?
What's up?
Last week, mine was sup, but like I feel like I need
something a little more substantial.
Yeah, a little more energetic for me right now.
Okay, honey.
I'm feeling energy, guys. You guys. Okay, I'm going to introduce us and then I have big news.
Okay.
So I'm Jilly.
Hi, Jilly.
And we have Greta.
What's up?
And we have Lo.
Hey, hey, hey.
And together, we are Lady Lovin'.
Lady Lovin'. So what's the news, Jilly?
I've decided to no longer post on Notes to My Selfie.
Oh.
Really?
And do tell the inspiration. Wow. This is like a
It's the end of an era.
This is a real conversation that we have now when you dismantle a followed Instagram account. Let's talk about it.
So I've decided that I used to write in a very like darker sarcastic tone,
yeah,
which I really loved, and I still love that sarcasm because I never take myself too seriously and that will always be me, but I felt like it was limiting in my writing in the sense that I felt like I had to keep that tone continuously,
like be that depressed girl forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just sort of don't really feel that way, and I also don't really feel like being like down on myself, if that makes sense at all. And I feel like that was where that was like a lot of the humor that I had in the past. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So not that I want to stop writing or anything. I just felt like it was time to like let that project exist where it's at and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I can move on with other projects that I'm really excited about, continuously posting my writing to Instagram still, but just, you know, not in that. I didn't want to change that voice. You know what I mean? I didn't want to change that account to be something else. I kind of just wanted to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, that project's there. And if I want to go back and write something about that period of my life, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just continue sort of doing stuff on the Jilly account, which I like better. So I'm actually really happy.
I'm so inspired by this.
Me too. It sounds like a nice evolution out of negativity, maybe into positivity.
Yeah. I mean, like I still, you know, think that half the world's ridiculous and everything I do is ridiculous in general. But like, I think I want to come at it from a different approach than I had in the past.
I love that.
So yeah, I feel like very, like a big weight has been lifted off my shoulder, because I felt like this past year it's been felt forced to sort of write in that tone. Uh-huh. And like, I wasn't really giving, it just wasn't fitting.
Didn't feel like you.
No.
To thine own self be true, babe.
You can just get at me at Jillie Hendrix.
This is very cool and exciting. I just want to say we did not win the Shorty Award for Best Podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We didn't.
But we know deep down in our hearts that we are the best podcast.
We are the best. And we lost to, surprise, surprise, two white men.
Yep.
I guess we're white ladies, but we lost to two dudes.
We lost to two dudes.
And it felt like surprise, surprise. And like in this era of women's empowerment, you think that they would have made a more interesting choice mm-hmm. for best podcast, or they at least would have chosen fucking Oprah. You know what I mean?
I feel like
I'm personally pissed about Oprah, the Shorty Awards.
I'm not really pissed about it. I feel that those award show, that award show doesn't really matter that much.
It doesn't, but I'm just mad about it.
Did you hear Adam Pally's breakdown of the yes. Shorty Awards?
Yes, it was insane.
Who's that?
Adam Pally was in like New Girl, the Mindy Project. He's like, he got on stage and he was just like, where the fuck am I? What is this? Oh. All of, like, you're winning an award for like posting a picture of your dog. Like, the world is sucks. Like, it's crazy.
I'm 36 years old, and this is where I'm at in life. And I kind of wanted to be like, bro, like, you committed to this award show.
Yeah, like you're getting paid for this.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, no,
was he
no
the host? Like, I'm confused. No, that no. cute girl was the host.
He presented, Kiki Palmer.
Who oh, yeah. She was cute. I missed this Adam Pally moment because I left early because I had a booty call.
Oh, well, we weren't there for the Adam Pally moment either. We just saw it because it kind of, not, it didn't go viral, but it was trending. Like, it's trending.
It's trending. Yeah.
I unfollowed the Shorty Awards on Instagram. I was like, bye.
Yeah, we didn't win, so it's over. Mm-hmm. I just really want to.
Low.
I really quickly want to say.
Take it seriously, you know.
Two things. One, what was the one thing I was going to say? Oh, thank you for everyone who DM'd me. Wish me happy birthday.
Aww.
Very nice. And we had a listener write us in saying that we felt that we were dismissing bisexuality as an identity last episode.
In the Antony episode?
Yes.
Mm.
And I just wanted to say to that listener that that was not
the intention
at all. If anything, I think we were just talking about bisexuality as an identity in that I think, you know, it's...
We kind of feel like we shouldn't have to subscribe to any identity anymore. Yes, but that was the point, right?
No, but she wrote in a good point. She was saying, you know, she's a bisexual woman and her identifying as being bisexual provides her with a lot of... freedom and she, you know, loves identifying as bisexual. And I just wanted to say we in no way wanted to dismiss bisexuality as an identity at all. That was not our intention. And I just want you to know that we hear you and we're listening.
Yeah, do you, girl?
So that's that.
Cool.
What's any other going news on before we go into our email?
Give us your birthday update, Greta.
Let's see. I am fully living in LA. I fully packed up my apartment in New York, feeling a lot better. Feeling like I'm ready to get settled here and like I'm ready to really give Hollywood a real try.
Wow.
And you know what? Greta's beautiful boyfriend gave a beautiful birthday tribute to her on Instagram stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be cute for me to watch from across the pond.
I so love cute. Him.
What can I ask? Can I ask a question though? Now, like, what is it with everyone doing Instagram story birthday tributes to people?
It's a
because
thing.
It's just a thing.
It's like a thing.
I can't commit because you wonder what the problem is. Is like
I can't find enough photos of people.
You do it for three people, and then you forget someone else, and then you like don't have photos with someone else, and then someone's like, "You're a bitch because you didn't post about my birthday, and you posted about everyone else's birthday." You know what I mean?
Oh, God, I'm never going to post hard, about anyone's birthday then.
It's hard.
It's the same thing as, like...
It's hard to keep up.
It's very, like, back to, like, middle school. You know what I mean?
Yes, but this is, like, the issue with all the social media because it makes us retreat to acting like weird, jealous children all the time.
But I will say, I did really appreciate I thought it was so cute that your boyfriend did that for you because it was romantic and it shows how much she cares about you. And that just makes me really happy.
Yeah, I love him. He's actually the best boyfriend I've ever had, ever.
He's such a sweetie.
And I love him so much. And I feel he's very so lucky. Cute.
I feel like every week it's Abe Appreciation Week on the podcast. I know.
Abe Appreciation Day.
Well, he's great.
He is
Wait,
great.
Wait, Lo, are you dating anyone?
No.
Tell us about your book call.
It was fun. I feel like I talked a little bit about it last episode and then it like actually like happened. No, I just remember last maybe I didn't. Okay.
I don't think
so.
You did.
I was in New York last weekend and, you know, just like saw a dude that I've known God for like a really long time now, years and years. We had fun. Yeah. It was good. We like
got frisky.
Yeah. We like stayed up late and had a good time. But honestly, no, I'm not dating anybody. And Greta and I were talking about on the way over here. I'm like still pretty fucking twisted on my ex-boyfriend, honestly. It's been a year, and I need to figure out how to pack this shit up and move on.
I think because you haven't met like, someone else. I honestly think that's it.
No, because I have like dated a lot of boys since I've but met no him. One Can I just finish my thought? Thank you. I am like having – I just don't want you to tell me what I think.
No, it's fine. Just – I was – Jilly's face.
And now her face. Dead.
Okay,
I keep having like visceral emotional reactions with like these guys that I'm going out with, and yeah, it's just like has not been that easy, and I just keep coming back to my ex and I just like don't think I'm over it yet, and I'm trying to like find some closure here.
My thought is sometimes it is very hard to move on when you don't find someone else you like more. Every time I've moved on, it's because I've met someone else that I like more. It's very like you always retreat and go back to thinking about the last person you dated and the good times and what that meant when you don't have a better one, was my thought.
I agree with you. I think where I'm finding some difficulty is that in my entire life, I've dated a lot of guys. I've had a lot of long-term relationships. I've never been with somebody like my ex, like somebody that I just like love so much. And so I have a real fear of like, is this ever going to happen for me again in my life? And like, I know that it will, but I mean, I've gone this long and I've only felt this way about one person ever. And so does that mean that I'm going to have to settle for somebody else or just like, you know, I just like it makes me feel really sad and it makes me want to like try again with this person. And like it's fucking miserable and sad that I still feel that way, like so far outside of, you know, the end.
In the car on the way over here, I was saying that I think it's really hard to find someone that you can fall in love with again when you feel like you still have one foot in with the guy that you were in love with. Like,
yeah.
I think that you need to have, like, emotionally closed that door or at least tried to close it before you can genuinely, like, move on with another person.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's why I'm having these visceral reactions with these, like, dating situations because it's, like, obvious that I'm just, like, not ready. I'm, like, not there. And when I think about dating right now, I'm open to it, but I don't want anything serious. I'm, like, looking for people specifically to have, like, casual relationships with just to fill some of my, like, lonely nights. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is an interesting place to be in for me. I've never really felt like this before, where I'm like, okay, you look like somebody that I can keep it casual with. You know, like, you're, like, hot, I'm into you, but, like, do I really, like, want to date you? I don't know. Not really.
I think that's also, like, with getting older, like, you're much more able to see through, like, someone that you just want to hook up with versus someone that you want to date.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, in our 30s, it's much easier to be like, oh, like, I've already dated men like you and I know that's not what you're here for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's also like something to do with like age that it's like much easier for you to sort of like be like, I'm not going to get attached to this person and I don't want to for X, Y, and Z. And like, this is what he's there, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I think that you realistically want things in a different way the older you get, you know? Like,
yeah.
Now the reality of you, like, wanting to have a home with someone and mm-hmm. wanting to create that with someone and foster that with someone and grow with someone becomes more and more and more of a reality as we get older, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And I think culturally it's always like, and we say it too on our podcast, oh, you're 20 and you're in a relationship, you're so young. And it's true, and you still are 31 and very young, but I think the older you get and the more you see your friends settling down and the more you understand, like, family and wanting that, the more you crave it and the more the loneliness sort of gets concocted in your brain.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, you guys are all, everybody's right.
Well, think about it too. Like, the older you get, the more of your friends get into serious relationships and the more people are, like, not hanging out as much, not around as much, and people are slowly, like, falling off.
Yeah, I mean, just, like, by nature, like, being alone, like, almost every night of the week and, like, being alone a lot during the day is just difficult, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it just is, I'm fucking sick of it. It's like, I'm really sick of being lonely, and I'm also really sick of my mind still being occupied by my previous relationship. I'm, like, desperate for those things to end. Do you know what I mean?
I think you need to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Have you gone? What sort of treatment things have you done besides, like, therapy?
What do you mean?
Like, have you talked to, like, a healer or, like, a life coach or, like, a Reiki person or just that sort of thing? Have you tried that?
I've done so much therapy. I meditate. I was medicated for a period of time, but I'm no longer medicated, which is really nice. I know you, Jilly, you keep introducing me to your healer, and I haven't talked to her
yet. Like a Reiki healer, and Greta's giving me a really confused look.
I never heard of this person? You've had I feel like I don't know you.
Honestly.
You've had a healer? Like, you've had some healer that you're referring to Lo? I feel like, who are you? When did this person come into your life?
You know, Greta, I'm everything I hate.
No, but when did this person come into your life?
She went to college with me, actually, and I speak to her as, like, every few weeks. She's kind of like a life coach slash, like, she's a Reiki. She's trained in Reiki, and she, I guess, would be like a life coach, I guess. I don't really know the exact title, to be honest.
Does she, like, read tarot, or does she just give, like, really sound advice?
It's more just, like, when you talk to her, like, we had a conversation. Her name's Allison Werner, and she's amazing. And everyone should, if you're in LA area, you should call her for sure. But we have phone conversations, and, like, she has these, like, certain tricks where she'll be like, okay, like, describe, like, a situation in your life and, like, assign it to a color and then assign it to, like, a celebrity and then assign it to this and then, like, break down how each of those things, like, would react to that same situation. And it just, like, really helps me, like, process a lot of my thoughts and actions and helps me, like, move forward in my next steps, because mm-hmm. I have a lot of, like, darkness from my past inside of me that I really didn't want to get into, you know, the new relationship that I'm developing. And she was super helpful in order to, like, help me stop having these thoughts of negativity and, like, you know, kind of spiraling. She's great. She's amazing. But I actually bought Lo a session, and she's not used it.
Yeah. You know, at this point, I think that maybe it would be helpful to talk to her after I have some kind of conversation with my ex. Because, like, right now, it's like, I think I'm only going to get closure from, like, within that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
she's just good at helping you process how to, like, move, like, how to handle that. Like, even you talked to her before you talked to him, she could help point out different things that you need answers to in order to get that closure. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. That's what she's helped me at. Like, when I've had, like, big steps in my life, she's kind of, like, been there to, I don't even know what the word is, because I don't want to say guide me, but it's not, like, you know, any of that sort of stuff. People think that, like, it's freaky or weird, but, like, sometimes when you approach an issue from, like, a different angle, it just, like, opens up, like, a new thought or a new, like, line in your brain that you didn't even, like, think about before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what's been helpful to me, because like I've gone to so much like traditional therapy and all of that, and you know, that obviously helps a lot. But sometimes, like, you know, people that are like, you know, when you go to therapy and the therapist is legally not allowed to tell you certain things.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to sometimes some of these types of people, like they're able to be like, you know, when I used to speak to my rabbi, like he would argue with me all day.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You know? Yeah, totally.
I don't know. I like learning from different people about how to process things.
Yeah.
Do you think that like you actually feel like you have the answers inside your heart, but you just need to hear them from him?
No.
Okay.
What answers are you?
Then I think that you do need to have that. Like to me, that indicates that the conversation needs to be had. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you were to say to me like, "Oh no, like I actually think I know what's happening, and like I just want to hear it from him to have it confirmed," then like I'd be like, maybe not. But I'm over here saying that I think you should have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
What answers do you want from him?
You know, I guess I want to know if like there's. If there's any a part of him that would want to like give it another go, or if it's like a definite like, no, I'm definitely like over this and I've moved on and I'm not in love with you anymore. Do you know what I mean? Because
what if he doesn't say that?
What if he doesn't say what?
Like, what if he just says like, doesn't give you that answer? Because that's a very like yes, no answer.
Yeah.
Like, what if he's just like, I don't know, like right now, but like who knows about the future? You know what I mean?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know. I think that's, you know, Greta and I were talking about it in terms of like if there is even like a small possibility, like it makes it more difficult for me to like move forward in my life. But like, do I really want to move forward in my life, or do I want to be with that person? Like, I don't really know. So. I'm not in a place where I even feel like ready if like the door was left open by him to be like, okay, like let's date again. I think it would be I would want to be in a place where we could just like communicate openly again and then just kind of like go from there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Because like I said, you don't even know like if he were to be like, yeah, let's try this again. For all you know, you could try it again for 2 months and be like, oh, actually, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, exactly. And like, we are not people that, like, I don't have a relationship with my ex or any of my exes where we, like, chat on the regular. Like, I just don't have, like, open, friendly relationships with them. And so we're not, like, having these just, like, casual check-in conversations all the time. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, a communication, like, block between us because it's sort of, like, imposed, self-imposed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I just, like, feel energy in the universe, and it's, like, I just know this is not fucking over yet, and it's just, I'm just sick of it.
Interesting.
Well, I think you need to reach out and get closure.
I don't want to.
But you got to, because you're going to, and, like, you clearly need something else to help you move along.
Yeah, for sure. You know,
so...
Yeah, and it's like every other part of my life, I've really gotten my shit together. Like, things are popping off at work with Love Wellness. Like, I like being in LA. Like, I have our wonderful podcast. Friends. Our podcast. I'm not depressed. The story award. I'm exercising every day. Like, I have great hair. You know what I mean? So, like, every other part of my life is pretty much, like, organized or in the process of being organized and moving forward, except this one thing. And it just is, like, it just, like, follows me. And I don't know why. Like, most boys that I've dated where the relationship ends, like, you get over it. And, like, I just,
yeah,
like,
but you really loved him more than the other ones. And, you know what I mean?
And there was
and
a lot of...
And you can't be hard on yourself about that either.
And there was a lot of emotional trauma that happened.
Yeah.
You know, when you leave those relationships that end in this really traumatic way, it's... much harder to move on from because a lot of stuff happened at the end and during, but a lot of really big things happened.
Yeah.
Well, on that little note, we'll be right back with to answer some of your questions.
HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can cook, eat, and enjoy. There's something for everyone with HelloFresh. There's three plans to choose from. You can get classic, veggie, and family. You can make family dinners fuss-free with HelloFresh's picky eater, kid-tested, and approved family plan recipes. I really like HelloFresh because I've been able to rediscover the excitement of cooking. I never really cooked before, and now since I've been getting HelloFresh, my dinner has just been so much easier to cook and it's so much more fun. So I'm very excited about it. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredient goes with which recipe. There's so many benefits of subscribing to HelloFresh. You can enjoy HelloFresh week after week. You'll spend way less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more things, like watch Netflix. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code 1130. That's HelloFresh.com and the promo code is 11, L-O-V-I-N, 30. That's HelloFresh.com, promo code L-O-V-I-N, 30.
Today, we have Havenly as one of our delightful sponsors. If you guys don't know what Havenly is, it is the most delightful way to design spaces in your home and on any budget, you guys. So what you do is you partner with an interior designer to create a beautiful design based on your unique style and space. And then you can buy what you love directly through Havenly's platform with access to hundreds of retailers and the guaranteed best prices. It honestly is so cool. It's so simple. We love how easy the process is. It takes the hassle out of designing a new space. And like everybody wants to showcase their amazing, beautiful house. So you should definitely let Havenly bring your ideas to life. So you can start by taking the free Havenly style quiz. It's a fun way to learn your unique design style and it helps Havenly match you up with the perfect designer to put together the perfect room. So guys, turn your Pinterest board into a reality. Try Havenly today by visiting havenly.com/lovin and get 25% off of your design package. That's HAVENLY.com/lovin for 25% off your design package. Havenly.com/lovin.
And we're back.
What a great note from our sponsor.
What a great note. Are we feeling like we should move on to listener questions?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it more?
No, I don't want to talk about it more. I also am just worried now that I like spilled my guts too much. Do you know what I mean?
No, you did not.
Oh.
You did not spill your guts too much.
I know. So Greta and I...
It feels nice to get out there, to get it all out there, you know?
It does.
Yeah. Greta and I are eating Hi-Chews.
Oh, yeah.
With pretzels. Mm-hmm. And it's a delicious combination. Wait, strawberry
it's a
flavor.
Hi-Chew with a pretzel inside of it?
No. We're just like fucking around with flavors over here. You know, we're we like, have a being very...
bag of pretzels.
We have a bowl of these like little thin pretzels. Mm-hmm. That come in that blue bag, and then we're eating
Snack
strawberry.
Factory.
Yeah, and then we're eating strawberry Hi-Chews. And I suggested that they should make a Hi-Chew ice cream flavor and then sprinkle these
crumbs
of pretzels on top.
And then I told Lo that she should make that she should submit the flavor to Ben and Jerry's.
Do people do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, if you could create an ice cream flavor jelly, what would it be?
I feel like I need more time.
Okay.
It's not a question that I can answer.
Let's circle back next week, and then you can tell us what you
think. Yeah, circle back next week. Because
I really want you to write down 5 ice cream ideas, honestly, and I want to hear them.
Why? Why
me? I think
me?
That maybe this is your new Instagram account.
Ice cream flavors? You know, I actually was talking to my good friend, LDP, who doesn't eat sugar. Except for alcohol.
She'll have a bite of a fucking ice cream.
She doesn't really eat sugar, though.
No, she doesn't eat sugar anymore. Her. But we were at Lilia last week eating ice cream together.
It was her birthday.
I know, but still. Okay, so she pretty much doesn't eat ice cream.
Or sugar.
Or sugar, sugar.
And it kind of inspired me, and I feel like I need to stop eating sugar. She was saying...
Do you eat a lot of sugar?
Well, sugar's like, you know...
You do love a muffin.
I don't really have the those anymore now that it's further away from my office. But I think that eating less sugar is like super important. And I feel like I don't take sugar into consideration.
Oh God, sugar is the sugar root is of like all the evil. Worst.
Well, yeah.
Not when I say eating, I choose.
For sure. Only but I two. Just mean, like, yeah, I think that having like a piece of bread.
That's sugar.
Worse is not as bad as having like a cupcake. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're the same thing. They turn into not. The same thing in your body. In your body, they turn into the same thing.
The cupcake is 5 times more sugar than a piece of bread would. So it's yeah, better to but, have yeah, there's well, some sugar in the bread.
Obviously, but it turns into glucose in your body no matter what.
Yes, but it has 10 times less than a sweet treat would. So it's better if you're going to have... I normally would have my carbs in the form of a sweet treat.
Oh.
Instead, I should be having my carbs in the form of a piece of bread rather than in the form of a sweet treat.
Yes, agree.
So I love sweet treats.
But do know that they do turn into the same thing in your body.
Yes, but less. That's the whole point, is
yes,
it's less.
Yes, less.
And that's what we're trying to go for. Moving on to our questions, because my sugar...
All right, ladies.
It's just gonna, I'm just going to end up arguing with Lo about sugar.
Here's the deal. We have a question.
Is it sexy?
It's not sexy, but it's valid, and I think that a lot of people deal with this. So this is why I'm choosing this as our first one.
Okay.
Okay. A couple episodes ago, you girls were talking about how to regain trust in a relationship once it's been damaged, and I was wondering if you could talk more about that. I recently found out that my boyfriend of 8 years had a couple of months emotional affair with someone, and it's been really painful to deal with. I love him and I've never questioned his love for me. Even now, he's sworn this is the only time it's ever happened, and I believe him. Trust has never been an issue in our relationship before, and I want to move past this because I truly see a future with this man. But every time he's on his phone or not with me, she can't help but feel insecure and suspicious. How do I begin to trust him again?
Thoughts. Wait, emotional affair or sexual affair?
Emotional affair.
You have
what
to
is it?
Sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say, you have to make the decision to trust him again. Because if you don't make that clear decision, then you live in this sea of the unknown and, oh God, his phone or whatever. You have to make a strong decision for yourself and say, I am going to choose to trust this person. Mm-hmm. And then you act accordingly. And that's it, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I think that this would remind me of someone converting to Judaism and having to give up their Christmas tree. So you have to make a decision whether or not you're okay giving up the Christmas tree, but you can't every single time Christmas comes around complain about not having a Christmas tree because you decided to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you made that decision for your life. So I think you have to either decide, are you okay that he had an emotional affair and can you put that behind you and move on? Or you're either not okay and you can't put it behind you and you can't move on. But I think that Lo's very right in that you have to stick with that decision and you have to go forth there, because having the indecision and always being stressed out and always like, you know, you can't be like, oh, like, you know, well, you had an emotional affair like every time you get in a fight. You know what I mean? Like, because that'll just ruin the whole point of the relationship in general.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I agree with you, Lo. And I would use my converting to Judaism metaphor.
You know, if I converted to Judaism, I don't think I would ever really give up my Christmas tree.
But that's your decision that you made. But if you gave it up, you can't be like, I want a Christmas tree, or like, why don't we have one?
Do you remember that one dude I dated that was like, we can't have a Christmas tree?
I remember that guy that you dated.
And I was like, but I'm not even going to like be Jewish. Why can't we have a Christmas tree? He's like, I can't have a Christmas tree in my house. And I was like, okay, then I guess we can't date.
People have different things that they care about. You know?
I know. And hey, I'm not knocking that he cared about it. It just means that like we were not right for each other. And that's it.
Death girl.
Okay. Our next cue. This one is interesting.
Is it sexy?
This one is kind of sexy.
I think I would start asking that. I like how every
time question, is it sexy?
No, this one is kind of sexy. This one's like...
You know why I keep asking you if it's sexy?
Because
I watched Boogie Nights the other day, and What's-His-Face's character in Boogie Nights, when he's starting to make porn, keeps going like, is it sexy? Like, does it look sexy?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix right now, y'all.
I'm going to say that. time now.
Yeah. Is it sexy?
Is it sexy? Okay. I'm literally summarizing this. Oh my God. My shoes turned my feet
Do you think these high shoes are going to make me bloated?
I don't know.
I'm not going to eat anymore.
I'm not eating anymore.
Either. I had
no,
two.
No, but you want to know what they have?
What?
Sugar.
Okay. Listen to this. Gorgeous lady is writing into us. She is 21 years old. She's dating 30-year-old. They have fooled around. She really likes him. They really like each other. They've given each other BJs and stuff. But here's the catch. She's a virgin. He doesn't know. She's thinking she wants to bone. What should she do?
Just do it, girl.
Bone.
Should she tell him, hey, brother, I'm a virgin?
Nah.
If she wants.
And what happened? But she's scared that the guy's going to get all spooked because guys get.
Does it, she say that? Keyword. Does she say that she wants to tell him?
Well, she's saying that she feels like she wants to lose her virginity to him, which in turn means that she feels like she needs to be like. By the way, you know, because
she's looking for this to be like a special moment for her. Is the sense I'm getting?
Well, she feels like this guy is special enough to do it with.
Hmm.
Also, I think that if she doesn't tell him and then they bone and then afterwards she tells him, he's gonna be like, why didn't you tell me before?
But also and you just maybe don't need to tell him if you don't want to. But also well, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, you shouldn't exactly. feel shame for being a virgin.
I guess at this point, if somebody freaks out that you're a virgin, sorry, you're a loser. Like who cares?
I agree. He's a loser if he freaks out. I think you should tell him and bone him, and if he freaks, he's stupid.
My point about the not telling him and then telling him would be that if you do see this person, like, being your boyfriend or dating him, you know, that's a trust thing. Well, he'll be like, why didn't you tell me before? You know what I mean? So that's what I would say there. But I agree with you guys. But I also think that it is, like, something that, like, some, you know, because she's waited and because, like, he might be like, oh, like, if he doesn't feel the same way about you, he might not want to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then,
be, like, ready for both sides. And I don't think that, like, either of them, it just because the guy might not want to sleep with you because you, like, it's a, you know, not because you're, not because, like, the word virgin, but because it is something that you waited for and have felt special about, obviously, or else you wouldn't be wanting to do with this person. He might have a different reaction to that. You know what I mean?
He'll interpret it as like you wanting to get serious or like wanting more than what you have now.
But
I think.
I mean.
I think he'll interpret it as like, oh, you want
to lose. He just might interpret it as you care about him. And that's not a bad thing at all. But like, you know, I do think that you have to be ready for both answers. And I think that you have to be strong enough to take both answers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, like, I guess.
Don't feel bad about it. That's what I have to say.
Again, I also think it's important. And to Jill's point about like changing your perspective earlier, I think that so many of us are consumed with this concept of like who you lose your virginity to and like about making like the moment about like the couple or like whatever. But losing your virginity actually is a really personal thing, and it's really just about you. It's really just about your experience if you can look at it through that lens. And so to that point, you have to make the decision if you want to share this information with the other person or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, so like maybe think about it through a different lens, because you don't have to tell this dude. You can just have this private moment to yourself that happens and it just tickles you pink. You know what I mean? It doesn't
have
to be like something that you share with this guy, even if you really like him and you want to trust him. Fuck, lose your virginity to him and like tell him in 3 months. You know what I mean? Like make your decision for yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was clear about this too, is like, this is about you and it's not about him. So you're losing your virginity because you want to lose your virginity regardless of what he wants. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I think that you should stop thinking about how he's going to react to it and start thinking about how you want to handle it because it's about you.
Yeah. Well, she says too that she's really scared that he's going to think, she's like super young and prude and all of this stuff. I mean, girl, you're like giving him BJs. I would not and like, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think he thinks you're prude.
And like, really,
also, like, who cares about that? He's also like an idiot.
Yeah, I also don't want to diminish what you feel like is really important, like having your virginity or losing your virginity, because I think it's holds a lot of weight for a lot of people in a lot of different ways, morally, emotionally, whatever. But in my mind at this point, I'm like, it literally is just like another human putting a piece of flesh inside of your fucking body. And like, hello, I do that with a Q-tip all the time. It's not really that big a deal. Like when you really break it down, it's literally just like, okay, you're putting your bodies together. And I know it's so much more than that. I'm just trying to provide yet another perspective. Because I know for a lot of people, just like I said, I did give you the what was it? I did say for a lot of people, it holds a lot of weight emotionally, yeah, spiritually, morally. So I'm not discounting that. And for me, it did in my life. But now I'm old and I fuck all the time. So it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I guess in summary, if you want to tell him, tell him.
Yeah.
And if he gets spooked, fuck him. Because who cares?
Yeah.
And if you don't want to tell him, don't tell him. Just remember, it's about you.
Yeah, it is about you. It's not about him. And yeah, exactly. Like, it's truly about you, and it's not about what he thinks of you. Like, honestly, he should be so flattered that you would want to lose your virginity to him or have sex for the first time with him.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a sexy question. This is a...
Is it sexy?
It's like, it's pretty sexy.
It's sexy.
Okay. I'm 18 and have sex for the first time with this guy a year and a half ago, and we got together the next summer too, but every time we had sex, it hurt so badly, and I wouldn't even want to have sex. It was so bad.
I have so many answers.
And he always felt bad, but we never did anything about it, and I never came. He was super manipulative and bad from the start, and I probably shouldn't have been with him, but he was my first sexual anything.
I hate this man.
When I went to college and hooked up with another guy and tried to have sex, I was so nervous the whole time. They were both drunk. But it hurt her again so badly, it was almost as if he couldn't put it in. Then when she was home, she hooked up with her high school crush, and it was the best sexual encounter she's had thus far. And he wanted to have sex, and she did too, but she was so scared it would hurt so bad that she didn't end up wanting to do anything. So she wants to know, do we think this is an emotional thing since, you know, maybe if she likes the guy, the vagina will cooperate? Or do you think she should go to a doctor?
I have the answer.
What?
Because I experienced this firsthand with an ex-boyfriend of mine. And I will tell you that it is a physical thing that's connected to an emotional thing. And it doesn't necessarily just have to be about a dude. It could be like stress-related or whatever. But... So I was in a relationship where I just really wasn't into the guy and my body was trying to tell me that. Or it can be a situation where a guy treats you like shit and your body is like trying to tell you that. And so generally it means that like your pelvic floor muscles are really, really tight because you're holding a lot of stress in that area because of this emotional reason. And you might have to go to the vagina physical therapist, girl. That is a real fucking thing. And
I also...
That is within my relationship that helped me, but then it was just getting out of that relationship ultimately that like really helped me.
I also think that sometimes like it depends on if you're wet. Like if you're not, let's say you're hooking up and you're really drunk, that can also provide that like you maybe aren't wet and then there's an issue lubricated. I also think that like, you know, I dated a guy over the summer that I really liked, but he was kind of a dick to me. And the same thing happened with us. And like, you know, I think it was the same thing Lo was saying where my body was like, this guy's a dick. So like, not for me. But I do think that like maybe hooking up with people that you're really comfortable with, maybe having less alcohol and more foreplay will allow for a smoother situation.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think that you should try it with someone that you're... I mean, the vagina is the oracle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the knows vagina all, knows sees all. So I think that what you should do is if you like this person, you should do what Jilly is saying. Like, try it, see what happens. And if it does, like, really hurt you, then maybe go to a vagina physical therapist. Yeah. Maybe go and see a doctor, see what's going on.
Yeah.
Also, my friend had this thing that would happen to her where whenever... a penis or like anything bigger, like slightly bigger than a tampon, even like super plus tampons, it would hit her like a nerve in her vagina and it would make her cramp.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah, she had to get like physical therapy. Like,
oh my God, you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, well, if it still hurts, because it could be an emotional thing. I think it's
I don't care. Go to the doctor.
Linked.
Go to the doctor. Now you're freaking me out, Greta. Go to the doctor. It could, it's probably emotional, but still go to the doctor.
Here's the thing.
Well, yeah, go to the doctor, but here's the thing. She also didn't mention that she's having issues with tampons. She only mentioned that it happened twice with dicks.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know
any
what I mean?
Good gynecologist will be able to tell you in 2 seconds if your pelvic floor muscles are extremely tight just by like pressing down on your pussy when their fingers are inside of you. They can literally like feel like the quality of your muscles.
You guys.
Yeah. I went to the gynecologist because I thought I had like some like lump or whatever. And she was like, oh, that's your cervix. And
I remember
like,
that.
Oh yeah. That was really funny. That ridge in your vagina because you're finger popping yourself so hard.
Well,
wait, can we talk about
you
sex?
Add on a level to that.
Wait, hold on. Now let's talk about sexploration.
Is it sexy?
Well, because we're coming to the end of our pod, and I think Jilly brought up a really interesting point that I want to talk about, which is getting wet.
Okay.
Because, can you believe I said that, Greta?
I know. I was like, whoa, Jilly's using the W word. Wet. Bold.
It's a big for me, guys.
It is. But here's the thing. I think a lot of people are out here fucking not getting wet. And
yeah.
I think that, like, as women, we need to, like, assert more foreplay because, you know, next thing you know, you're just getting fucked and then,
God,
like,
that's the worst.
You know? And
it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't. And I think that I know for me, I used lube, like, most of my younger sexual years because I just wasn't staying wet, wasn't getting wet, like, just wasn't working for me. But then I was like, you know, the more comfortable in my body I got and all this stuff, I was like, oh, I need a shitload of foreplay. Not even a shitload, but a certain kind of arousal and whatever. And then I'm fine. Then I'm like a slip and slide down there. You know what I mean? But also, it depends on who you're with.
Yeah,
because
sure.
Now that I'm like in love and super
some
happy.
Some people just turn you on more than others.
Yeah, 100%. And it's amazing how a wet vagina can tell you that.
Yeah.
Listen,
isn't that interesting?
It's like your vagina knows everything and you need to listen to it.
It really does. Your vagina does know everything. But do you guys have any like tricks for getting wet?
I think the person that you're with, how to turn you on. I think that sometimes every woman is way more complicated sexually than most men. So saying, hey, I like this. Like I like it when you kiss my neck or like I like it when you do this.
I like it when you call me Professor Doyle.
I have a TMI.
What?
So, like, there is kind of a way. But, like, you
what
have to be,
it?
Like, turned on. But at the bottom of, like, your vaginal opening, on both sides of your body, there's a gland on both sides that produces a lot of, like, your pussy's, like, lubricant when you're having
your
sex or whatever.
Jewels.
And if you, like, push against that gland,
does that make
it can,
you squirt?
Like, no, it doesn't make you squirt. You can, like, release, like literally, like, pussy juices inside of there.
Wait, really?
And here's the
yeah,
thing.
Like, try it. Do you do that
I think
alone?
That we want our
you can
listeners.
Do it, and then you're, like, wet as fuck in a second. It's crazy.
But here's the thing. We want our listeners to get that wet from their partners.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes not everybody's body works that way. Like, sometimes it's just not physically possible.
I think it's physically possible when you're with someone that you like or just when you're with someone that's turning you on and, like, doing the right thing.
What if somebody has a medical problem?
Yeah, some people can't get that wet.
Cool. If you have a medical problem, do what Lo said. If you have a partner, make them do these things to turn you on.
Or use lube, because lube is also chill as hell. And I fuck with lube, too. But I was just saying that it's amazing how, for me, I have a real, like, litmus test of how much I like you based on if I can get wet.
For sure. 100%. Also,
what?
I find that smoking
pot?
A little weed
makes
like,
you
makes
horny.
Me so horny.
Drinking? the worst. Drinking is the worst.
Drinking and drugging is the worst. Mm-mm. Smoking a little weed.
Not do drugs in general, guys.
I know, but I'm just saying drinking and drugging is the worst for your sex life, and hitting a little pot is great for your sex life.
Yeah. Also, I really still have never, like, fully squirted, and I want to figure out how to do that. Mm. I want to, like, really see if I can, like, see what that's all about.
Yeah.
So if any listeners have tips for squirting.
Videos, guidebooks.
Guidebooks. Let me know. Jilly, did we lose you?
It looks like we lost Jill on the phone. But, you know, we're coming up to the end of the episode anyway. So who do you think that Jill would pick for Lady Lovin' today?
Who do I think that Jill would pick for Lady Lovin' today?
Okay, who would you pick for Lady Lovin' today? Beyonce?
Well, Beyonce every
her day. Epic Coachella set?
Yeah, that was incredible. Who else would I choose? Mine's also, would just like to congratulate Cardi on her pregnancy.
Oh, yeah. I like also, her. She's a funny gal.
Maybe I'm going to shout out Gabrielle Union because she has a new movie coming out and I love her.
Okay, so we have Gabby. We have Beyonce.
Maybe also Pamela and Cardi. Anderson.
Oh, whoa. I like that. Okay. Yeah. Cool. We have four Lady Lovins today.
Yeah. Well, Beyonce is always a Lady Lovin. Cardi has been popping up a lot. Gabrielle Union, always, forever. And also Pam Anderson, an icon for life.
Cool. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Catch us next week on Monday, per usual.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.